Well, hey guys, Darren Garman here, and this is my quick January 5 minute podcast to partners only. And what I want to do on this podcast this month to start the year off, I'm not trying to brown nose, I promise I'm not. So I want you to know that before I tell you what I'm going to tell you. And that is, I want to pat you on the back for being a very smart investor. Well, what do I mean by that? I think you are very smart by owning real estate. As a matter of fact, I think you need to own as much real estate as possible. Now, you're probably thinking, sure, Darren, you're in the real estate business. That's what you should say. But I want to tell you, one of the things that you really have to hand it to real estate is its ability to weather political and economic reality TV. Okay? Because that's really what we see anymore is political and economic reality TV and markets reacting to reality TV. Let me give you an example. Before I give you this example, I want you to think to yourself, how many times do you open a computer, turn on TV, listen to maybe a radio, maybe listen to some online station, and you hear financial news based on somebody's thoughts, comments, offensiveness, being offended, companies being mad, upset. I mean, it goes on and on. So here's an example. I open up my computer here just a little while ago, and here's the headline that I get when I open up my computer. Stocks close higher today after Trump's comments trigger choppy session. Okay, well, here's the first two paragraphs. And this is a CNBC lead, okay? Stocks closed higher in choppy trade today, shrugging off a sharp decline in healthcare stocks after remarks made by President-elect Trump. Quote, we have to get our drug industry coming back. Our drug industry has gotten disastrous. They're leaving left and right, Trump said at his first news conference since winning the U.S. election. The NASDAQ composite fell after Trump made his remarks, but the Dow closed 98 points higher. Now, let me just say, this is all reality TV. Are you really telling me that the markets are affected by Trump's comments that we got to do something about the drug industry? I mean, really? This is what a lot of investing has become. It is so media-centric now, and it is so interconnected, investing, the markets especially, that it's really like reality TV. Whatever reality TV headline of the day is affects the market price and market valuations. And here's the interesting thing. This is only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Because think about it. It used to be you would see, of course, markets being affected by news when the news was, for example, let's just say U.S. Steel laying off 1,200 workers. Okay. You think of any other kind of big news event, labor statistics for the last quarter are down 38%. Well, okay, I understand that could have an effect on the markets, but now we go from, and those are two examples of bad news. There's examples of good news too, of course, but now we go to someone had a thought, decided to tweet it out, and the markets are down 10 points today. I mean, that, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not much, not much. So let me congratulate you for being involved in an investment that is not affected by this kind of stuff. And sure, we're not in the perfect investment by far. It's by far from perfect. But when it comes to the daily roller coaster, reality TV, economic and political investment climate anymore, congratulate yourself. You've made a smart decision. And 2017 should be a good year for you and beyond as a result without all of the reality TV stuff. Okay, take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next month. We'll see you. Bye-bye.